Share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. One of the reasons why physical distancing and avoiding crowds is important, especially when you're out buying groceries and other essentials, is because you'll never know who may be carrying the virus. For instance, 118 workers from the Pasar Barong Kuala Lumpur tested positive for COVID-19 yesterday, the 19th of January. As according to Astro Awani, 87 of the infected were workers from the fish section of the market, while 31 of them were from the vegetable section. We have appointed a private laboratory to conduct RT-PCR COVID-19 smear tests for the employees, and the results were shared with three associations here. The fruit division workers underwent the test yesterday, Monday, and the results are expected to be obtained this Thursday, shared Wong Keng Fat, the president of the Persachan Pemberang Sayur Kuala Lumpur. Due to the cases, the fish section of the market is now closed until the 22nd of January, for sanitization. He added that a meeting will be held with the Ministry of Health, KKM, the Malaysian National Security Council, MKN, and the Kuala Lumpur City Hall, DBKL, to decide whether the whole market should be closed or otherwise. Looking at the situation, the vegetable section is expected to be closed for a few days for the purpose of disinfection. However, it is not completely closed, Wong shared. Hence, it is important for us to be vigilant even when buying groceries, as wearing a mask alone is not enough. We urge everyone to practice physical distancing and avoid crowds. And remember, only go out if there's absolute necessity. What do you think about this? Let us know in the comments section. Also read, just in, all states in Malaysia except Sarawak will be under MCO starting the 22nd of January. Source, Astro Awani. Source, Malaysia Dateline. Share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.